The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Union Broadcasting, Inc., Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, or its employees. The host is solely responsible for the on-air content.
Welcome to Blended Family Today, the radio outreach of the bonded family. Join our hosts, Dan and Rebecca Snell, as they extend encouragement, hope, and biblical insight to America's stepfamilies. Listen in as they highlight common topics in stepfamily dynamics, answer questions on air, or interview a special guest, author, or family relationship expert. Now, here's Dan and Rebecca with today's message of how God can take a stepfamily from broken to blended to bonded.
So many people today own GPS systems for their cars. The GPS system knows the way to your destination. A gentle voice advises you exactly how to get there. Are you looking for a route to forgiveness? God provides a GPS system, even a gentle voice in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Trust God, He can provide you the route to forgiveness, and then you'll be better able to testify to love.
For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify.
Somewhere in America today, a family is keying into their GPS system, global positioning system, an address to a destination that they may not be familiar with. Today's program is on forgiveness. Often, forgiveness is a destination that people have a hard time reaching. We hope today on Blended Family Today to provide encouragement and hope, even share a little GPS of our own. In this case, God's positioning statement. And this is Dan Snell. Welcome to Blended Family Today, the radio outreach of the bonded family. I'm here, as always, with my lovely and wonderful wife and best friend, Rebecca. Honey, do you think that we've got a pretty good program and a GPS system for our listeners today?
We have a really good program today, a couple of incredibly good guests.
Yes, God is good, and we're thankful, and we are going to move right into with one of our guests today. It's Dr. Bob Record, and I'm going to just share a little bit about him. He just has a little bit of time. He's calling in from Florida,
wow,
where he is going to be preaching, giving a message this morning at North Star Community Church. Dr. Record is one of the co-founders, along with his bride, Cheryl, of Total Life Impact Ministries. I have met Dr. Record before here in Kansas City. He speaks all across the country. He's an author of numerous books. He's been in the business world and does consulting in the business world. He travels across the country, is known throughout the United States as involved in changing lives.
He has unbelievable man, very well respected.
Yeah, he has a book which I read many years ago before we had this radio program.
Uh-huh.
I think that's no coincidences with God. It's called Made to Count.
Uh-huh.
And the best way I can describe this is a few weeks back, do you remember when Pat Williams of the Orlando Magic was on the program? And we had so many great comments about Pat Williams, what a great guest he was. Well, guess what? Dr. Record and Pat are friends, and here's what Pat Williams. So if you liked Pat Williams, listen listen to what Pat Williams says about Bob Record.
Okay.
When Bob Record speaks or writes, I pay attention because he's one of the top communicators in North America.
Wow.
He forces you out of your comfort zone and challenges you to live your life at the highest possible level. And so with that, we're going to say good morning, Bob. Good morning from Florida.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, Dan and Rebecca, great to hear you, and I need to send my friend Pat a check.
Yes, it seems like we get all these wonderful guests from Florida, so we're thankful, thankful for you. And it is a great morning, and we appreciate you being on. I'll tell you, that's this book, you've written so many books, but Made to Count, I just want to give a shout-out to this book, Made to Count, Discovering What to Do with Your Life. And it is just a tremendous, tremendous book. If a person out there wants encouragement, encourage me to charge ahead with what we're doing with our ministry. So we thank you for that. Bob, we're talking about forgiveness this morning. You speak on so many topics, reconciliation and forgiveness and so many topics. But if we were to say the first thing when someone asks you about forgiveness that comes to your mind, what would you share with our listeners out there?
Oh, that is a great question. I want to say to you and Rebecca before I answer your question, thank you, thank you, thank you for addressing the issue that families who have gone through points of brokenness and become blended don't have to stop there. They can make the journey to bonded. Mm. And that needs to resonate across this land. And so thank you for doing that.
Well, you're
welcome. I think I would say, though, on response to your question, that I began to look backwards in my journey through business, through being a business executive and leading companies, to denominational organizations, pastoring churches in three states. And I began to ask a question. If I had to go back to the number one problem that I saw consistently arise in people's lives that I dealt with, whether it be teams within a business, partnership issues within a business, families, marriages, parents with kids, on and on and on and on. What was the number one thing I'd boil it down to? I came to a decision that 80% of it would come down to ruptured relationships that had never been repaired.
Mm.
So I went to a friend who's probably one of the most powerful and effective counselors and coaches that I've ever known in my life, and I bounced off to him what I came down to, and I said, let me ask you a question, Ron. Do you think I'm anywhere close to right? And he thought a second, and he said, no, I think you're wrong. And I thought, oh, no. And he said, I don't think it's 80%. I think it's closer to 90.
Oh.
No kidding.
So I think you are putting your finger on the absolute crux and pivotal point of the vast majority of difficulties in relationships, and it all goes back to an unforgiving spirit, a ruptured relationship that hadn't been repaired.
Hmm. Wow, a hard heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When hearts get hardened and there's an inability to be able to forgive or receive forgiveness or give forgiveness, it really does.
Yeah. Yeah, and we all struggle and stumble over an issue called pride.
Yeah.
And when you are willing to say the relationship is the most important thing, then you've got to leave your pride and your ego at the door. That means I've got to be willing to be vulnerable. I've got to be willing to not be right about everything. And Dr. Phil says it really right so often on his show. He says, so do you want to be right or do you want to have a relationship?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is. He does have once in a while some.
Honey, can I use
profound
that one on you every now and then?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Dan. Sorry.
Yeah, you got me there. Yeah, I'm in the doghouse now, probably for on the next time that arises, Bob. But thank you. You know, one of the things in your book that I referenced, Made to Count, is you talked about sometimes we get at a crossroads, and you just kind of talked about that. There's different crossroads characteristics. It's a tough choice. You're at a crisis choice. You talk about some of those things. Do you want to share a little bit exactly what you were speaking of? Is do you want to be right or do you want to be have a relationship, and how sometimes there's a crossroads for Christians out there that are listening, that they're in a blended family, and you're right. Pride gets you have the wounds and the brokenness and the baggage that sometimes haven't been left with the bellhop. We always say Christ is the bellhop. He says, I'll take your bags. Give me your bags. You know, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And people are still carrying their baggage around, and this whole concept of forgiveness and being at a crossroads with that. You want to share a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, I speak on this very issue across the country, as you guys know. And one of the things I'll often do is take a backpack and get literal big stones from somewhere in the area. And I'll label those stones hurt, anger, wound, disappointment, betrayal, and I just start putting them in the backpack as I talk about the baggage that we carry that you so well put your finger on, and then I put the backpack on and wear it for the whole time I'm speaking.
Oh, wow.
And it's not until I get to the point of how do you execute forgiveness, that I finally get to take it off. And so many people say, good night, man. We thought those were fake rocks. But when I take it off and throw it, and you hear it crash to the floor, because I'm talking about the only way that you can be free is you've got to unload the junk you're carrying, and wow, they hear those rocks literally hit the floor. It drives home the fact that we carry, as you and Rebecca have said so well, stuff that we do not need. In fact, not only do we not need it, it is keeping us from being everything we can be. And until we remove it, we're in a real trouble. So one of the real crossroads of life is, am I willing to set my rights aside? You know, I have the right to hold on to this. I have the right to feel that. I have the right that they need to apologize to me. And laying aside the rights, pick up the responsibilities. It is my responsibility to take the initiative to do whatever it takes to try to make this relationship repaired. And I think that's a key issue in forgiveness. In fact, it's interesting to watch people's faces when I take them to Matthew 5:23 that says, and when you bring your gift to the altar, which literally depicts in Jesus' day any act of worship. So in our day, we would say, when you go to a marriage conference, when you go to church on Sunday, when you go to a neighborhood Bible study, when you go, you can put any kind of scenario of worship that you want into. And then it says, and there you remember that someone has something against you. Now notice, Dan and Rebecca, it doesn't say a word about who's at fault. It doesn't say a word about who caused the problem. It says, leave your gift at the altar and first go be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. So it's saying to me, Bob, if you and Cheryl, which is my wife, or you and one of the kids, which I have three, have a problem and there's a rupture in the relationship and somebody has staked their rights down, regardless of who's at fault, Bob, don't waste your time in going through worship thinking you're being spiritual. Because if you understand and know in your heart that there is a relationship that's ruptured, you need to first go take every active effort you can make to repair that relationship, and only then are you ready to worship. Whoa! It's amazing to watch the number of faces that just drop in a church. When I especially say, you're wasting your time if you're sitting here and you think God's going to bless your life if you've got a relationship that's ruptured out there and you're unwilling to take the steps to repair it. Right. And as I call men especially, how many of you, as we've been dealing with this issue of forgiveness, know in your heart that there is at least one ruptured relationship in your life that needs to be repaired? And how many of you are willing within 2 weeks to take the steps to do everything you can to repair that rupture? We're having over 70% of the men stand to their feet, step forward, show an outward sign of commitment that they're going to do whatever it takes to do what they can to repair the relationship in 2 weeks. Well, that's one of the reasons the church has become so dysfunctional in America today, is we're unwilling to take the steps to right the wrongs that we know exist.
Right. You know, the world almost encourages us to think of ourselves first, me first. You know, it's all about me. And even counselors, when you go into a if he loved you, he wouldn't be treating you this way. And it becomes a position of planting your feet and a position of unforgiveness. We're almost in this world, we're almost trained not to forgive.
Well said.
Yeah, and when people go through the unfortunate walk of divorce, then when you have attorneys in a court system, which basically is about competing to gain one side over the other, that creates and fosters and nurtures even more of that stubbornness and pride, which then makes it more difficult to forgive. And it continues on and on. And you're right. People need to be at a crossroads where they say, they put a stake in the ground and they say, I'm going to trust in the Lord, as hard as this is. And it is hard. We've walked through it. So many people, you were talking about when you share with men, you know, 70% will stand up. Our ministry, there are 20 million households in America that are in blended family, step family environments, and just literally over 120 million human beings that are touched by it every day. If we were to say, stand up, if you're out there in one of those 120 million, you know, there would probably be 80 or 90 million people standing up saying, you're right. Dr. Record, you're right. I need to stand with you because I have some things that I'm harboring that I can't forgive. We're talking with Dr. Bob Record, nationally known author and speaker, a pastor. He's pastored throughout the United States. In fact, just has a short time with us this morning because he's going to go and give a message at North Star Community Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. One thing that they may not know about you, Dr. Record, is we talk about the highs and lows of life. You are a scuba diver. As well as a paraglider. You paraglide off mountains.
That's not the jump off the mountain thing, is it? Like a hang glider?
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah, my word. How can you do that?
We did it off. In fact, my wife and I both did it off the Swiss Alps. And it was unbelievable. You talk about a living demonstration of learning how to walk by faith.
How do you prepare yourself to jump off a mountain?
You don't think about it. You just do it.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know, that, Rebecca, that's a great thing that you guys bring up. It's the same exact principle, because when I step out into trying to repair a ruptured relationship, I don't have a guarantee of exactly what's going to happen any more than when Cheryl and I ran off the mountain and took that last step off of terra firma into nothing but midair with a 3,000, 4,000 foot sheer drop. You don't have any guarantee of what's going to happen. But I never will forget the pilot who was with me saying, okay, now as we run off this thing, just don't stop running. Keep running as though there's ground under your feet, and then settle back and relax and trust. We're going to be okay in this, and it'll be the ride of your life. And it was. It was unbelievable. Something I'll never forget. And so that's the same thing when you deal with a ruptured relationship which needs forgiveness. It's that crossroads of choice.
Uh-huh.
Am I or am I not willing to lay my ego aside, my pride aside? Am I willing to step up the gate and say, look, I'm really concerned about this, and I want to do whatever it takes to repair this. And if I have been the one in the wrong, and I ask your forgiveness, will you forgive me? And boy, when that happens, it can be the ride of your life.
Hmm. So we'll keep running as though we had ground under our feet.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I would say, you know, the great thing is God's not asking us to do anything he hasn't already done. Because one of the great things of Scripture is he sets the example. You know, in Psalm 103, verse 12, he says, and as far as the east is from the west, I have removed your sins from you to remember them no more. In Micah chapter 7 in the Old Testament, he says he takes our sins, and when we come to him and ask for forgiveness, he buries them in the deepest sea. And I remember Corey Ten Boom, who survived the concentration camps in Nazi Germany,
right,
and lost most of her family, and had to decide, was she going to forgive those who killed her family? And she said, when God takes our sin and buries it in the sea, he puts a sign on top of the surface that says, sin buried here, no fishing allowed. Isn't that great?
That's a great quote.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that's just tremendous.
God says, hey, Rebecca and Bob, hey, you guys, listen, I have done this already for you, so I'm not asking you to do anything that I haven't already done for you. So, and Dan, as I send you to others, then do for them what I have done for you. And, you know, it's really interesting. We pray sort of rote memory in our gatherings sometimes in Christian community. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts or trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Yes.
And you know, when you put the brakes on, stop and say, now what did I just pray? I just pray God forgives me in exactly the same way I'm forgiving others.
Yeah. All those people standing up are going, oh, that's speaking about me.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly where life is lived out, so that if we are really serious and not just repeating rote memory prayers like the Lord's Prayer, I love it better called the Disciples' Prayer, then God's saying, do unto others what I am willing to do for your life. And interesting, in Ephesians chapter 4 and in Colossians chapter 3, he even nails it even further home when he says, forgive one another just as God in Christ has forgiven you.
He's forgiven you.
He makes it very, very clear in both Ephesians 4 and Colossians 3.
Amen. Amen. Yes, that's a good word, Bob. Thank you. Well, we want to be respectful of your time. I know you have to go and share and encourage the folks at North Star, as you have. Please give them a mighty hello from the heartland of America. Before you go, I think in the last couple of days, you've been a busy guy. As we said, you travel across the country, you're in demand. And I do want to make sure people know they can go to TotalLifeImpact.com, TotalLifeImpact.com for information on Bob. But you were in, I believe you were in Washington, D.C. and New York along with Cheryl. You want any particular story or anything you want to share before you go?
Well, I'll tell you, I was in Washington dealing with some real key issues in leadership and the future of our nation with some folks that were just getting together and praying and talking about future direction. But then I had the opportunity to go to New York City and be involved as a speaker in a memorial celebration and service for 9/11. And all of us remember 8 years ago, that seems like yesterday and an eternity at the same time.
Yes.
When our nation was racked with such tragedy. And I would just say to all of us, don't ever forget that there's no guarantee of tomorrow. The people who went to the World Trade Center, the people who were on the flights, thought that it was another day of another continued journey in life, of which many, many more days would follow. And suddenly, tragically, that day was for almost 3,000 their last. And I would just say to every listener, it just drove home to me as I stood at ground zero, as I was reminded, because at that time I was heading up one of the three largest disaster relief entities in America and was very, very, very involved in the recovery and the search efforts thereafter and all that happened in the months following. Don't ever take for granted that you'll have next week, next month, to write a ruptured relationship.
Wow.
You need to do it today.
That's right.
Because you don't have a guarantee you'll have tomorrow. Mm. And so for those who are listening, I would just say there's never a better time than right now to say, you know, I know in my heart, in my life, in my family, in my web of friendships, there's a rupture. And I know that God wants that rupture healed. And I can't wait on somebody else to take the initiative. God expects me to take the initiative to do everything I can to repair that ruptured relationship. The last thing I would say is a word from my good friend John Townsend. Forgiveness deals with the past, and only each of us individually can deal with that. Are we going to be willing to forgive the hurt, the wound, et cetera, in the past? Reconciliation deals with the present. That takes two people. And when you try to go and reconcile, you can't control the other person's response. But you can control the responsibility of you to take the initiative to do everything possible to repair it. That's the present. But trust, that deals with the future. And that will take time. So even if the wound of the past is forgiven, which you totally can fully control by yourself, and if you take the steps to reconcile, that's going to take two people at least to make it happen. But trust, that's going to take some time. It won't happen in 24 hours. So understand, you'll need to work at it. You'll need to just take a day at a time and a step at a time and make every effort to rebuild what was broken down from the past. So don't confuse those as all one and the same thing.
Wow. Run as though you have ground under your feet, even when you don't.
Bob, thank you so much. That was just a fantastic way to wind down. And we just want to say God bless you and Cheryl and all the folks at your ministry there. And we look forward to working with you down the road. Any final things or as far as getting in contact with you, the TotalLifeImpact.com is the best way?
Absolutely. And you can, if somebody wants to shoot something to me direct, it's Bob at Bob Record, and it's R-E-C-C, two C's, R-E-C-C-O-R-D.com. And I respond personally to everything. So I just thank God for you two, and keep it up and keep the word of hope alive.
Thank you, Bob. You are a great man.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Bob. Okay. Well, with that, we're going to go to a break. Not much more we can say other than praise God
for that.
Yeah, we'll be back with Blended Family Today, the radio ministry of the Bonded Family, right after a word from some of our sponsors.
Hi, this is Amanda, and for my birthday, I got an amazing wooden desk for my room. I really love it. Bob at Red Barn Woodworks built it for me. Bob is the owner. He built us my special desk and some cabinets for my mom. My dad said I'll have that desk forever. If you want to light up your child's eyes with a gift that will last a lifetime, call Red Barn Woodworks at 913-708-3651. That's 913-708-3651. Or find it at thebondedfamily.com.
Hello friends, Craig Miller here, and I've got something that every homeowner needs right now. The truth. You need to know the truth about refinancing. Yes, rates have dropped to near record lows, but guess what's at record highs? The points, junk fees, and outrageous costs that are charged to homeowners. That's right, most people pay way too much in closing costs when they refinance. Worse yet, most don't even know how much they paid because many mortgage companies don't properly disclose the costs. Friends, refinancing your home doesn't have to be confusing or intimidating. The bottom line is simple. You need the lowest rate, and as importantly, the lowest costs. That's where I come in. Dial 816-222-2222. My company, First Trust Mortgage, has been a leading mortgage bank for over 20 years, and our commitment to true integrity ensures you get the right loan at the greatest savings. 816-222-2222. Whether you need a purchase, refinance, or debt consolidation loan, do what I've said for years. Call me first or call me last. Just call and compare, and you will discover the difference. Call 816-222-2222. Thanks, and God bless.
Hey, Taylor, what are you doing?
Instant messaging Kelsey.
Do you know that there's something faster and better than instant messaging?
No. What is it?
It's called constant messaging, and you don't even need a computer. In fact, everybody sends constant messages, but not everyone knows how to do it to his or her best advantage.
To learn about constant messaging, call 888-881-1660 or visit OutFluenceOnline.com. Outfluence, the better way to influence.
To any parent, that sweet sound brings joy to our faces as a son or daughter plays their first band instrument. Meyer Music has been bringing smiles to Kansas City families for 42 years. Meyer Music, with three locations in the KC area, works in harmony with all the area school districts, beginning band instruments via their Meyer Music Rent to Learn program or taking a personal music lesson. Meyer Music is the family-oriented place to turn. Visit MeyerMusic.com or call 816-228-5656. Call today. Please tell them the Bonded Family sent you. That's 816-228-5656.
It's your business. It's your family. It's your personal property. Put it in writing. Protect your wills, medical forms, partnerships, bills of sale, confidentiality agreements, collection letters, and more. Smart Agreements can help you. More than 120 forms are now available on the internet. Why risk your business, family, and personal property? Put it in writing and do it right. Go to smartagreements.com. That's smartagreements.com.
It was simpler back in grade school. If a sports play went wrong, we could simply shout, "Do over," and start again. But what if life goes wrong? The good news is that God loves you and do-overs. He planned to give each of us a fresh start in life. With the love and favor of God, each day can be a new beginning. To learn more, purchase and read Dr. Dan Erickson's latest book, God Loves Do-Overs, at thebondedfamily.com.
There are days when I feel the best of me is ready to begin.
We're back with Blended Family Today, the radio ministry of the Bonded Family. We're here. We're on a sports talk network. We originate from here in Kansas City, but all across America. We want to say hello to you listening in on 1510.com. As you can listen in, we now have 49 states that listen in each and every Sunday, or at least on and off each and every Sunday.
So which one's missing?
Well, we're just going to have to give a shout out to anyone out there in Maine. You know, in Maine, Maine, you're the only state. I guess they're so far away, a little tip of Maine. We're looking for the people in Maine. But okay. Hey, as I mentioned, we're on a sports talk station. How about Dr. Bob Record? That was
unbelievable.
That was, I always like to throw something in for our sports listeners. That was a home run interview. That was a 3-point shot at the buzzer. That was a hole in one on a golf course. That was yesterday's Michigan Notre Dame last minute victory, thrilling, 110,000 people in the stands. That was that kind of excitement. Good word on forgiveness, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
You know, it was exciting when I was growing up, small town David City, Nebraska. Give a shout out to any Nebraska listeners. Every Sunday, this was before, this will, you know, date me. I was, you know, 1900, none of your business, but it was when only thing that there was an ESPN, there was three or four channels, and Notre Dame was on. The replay of the Notre Dame game was on every Sunday. So you grew up and you watched Notre Dame playing whoever they played because they were on 11 o'clock. So we'd go to Mass and then we'd come home and we would watch Notre Dame play, and I was just always enthralled. You know, growing up, you love Notre Dame. And yesterday, right at the end, I'm listening to the Notre Dame and Michigan game on the radio, and guess what the first commercial was right after? The game's over, the announcers say, we'll be back, and it was a commercial for this radio program right here, so I feel, wow, I came on. It was Notre Dame announcer, and then my voice saying, Blended Family Today, tune in tomorrow. So it was big thrill. It was a big thrill for a little kid that grew up watching Notre Dame. Okay, what does that have to do with forgiveness? Uh-huh. I don't know, but God is good. He's forgiven me from all those days to this day. Believe me, God has been a loving and forgiving God to me because I've stumbled.
Jesus had a few things to say about forgiveness. And Peter, I'm thinking about all those listeners out there going, well, thinking in their mind of the people that are really coming against them, that it's just so hard to forgive. And they're thinking to themselves, wait a minute, you don't understand my situation. You don't understand what's coming at me. You don't understand what he or she has done. And Peter kind of came to Jesus with the same sort of questions. And it says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, it says, then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Come on, up to seven times? He didn't say, come on, I said that. Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Hmm. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment was to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, have patience with me, and I'll repay you everything. And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, you pay back what you owe me. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, have patience with me and I'll repay you. But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what he was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you? And his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. And again, remember, Jesus is telling the story. He says, my heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
From the heart.
Right.
That's a powerful word as we're talking about forgiveness today on Blended Family Today. We interviewed Dr. Bob Record, and we're also happy to continue on this trend. We have a guest here in studio, a hometown guest from Kansas City here. We have Patricia Plum. She is the president of the Forgiveness Institute. And just to tell you a little bit about Patricia, she has a degree in education, a bachelor's and a master's in education from the University of Missouri. So how about you Tiger fans? And then she also has a master's in theology from Fuller Theological Seminary. Certainly very, very respected in Pasadena. She has been involved in the corporate world. She's trained over 8,000 leaders in areas of team building and process analysis. She's worked with locally with UMKC and the Crittenden Center in working with students that are at risk. She's worked with children and self-esteem and grief and communication skills. And we're just happy to have Patricia with us this morning. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Well, so great to have you. Patricia also will be speaking in November. We're having the Bonded Family B3 conference, and so you could, if you want to see her live, you listen in today and you hear some things, and we want to invite you. We'll be giving you more information on that on our website, so and be listening in. We'll be talking more about that. So if you're here in the regional area and want to attend one of our conferences in November, we'll be sharing that information in the next few weeks. So, Patricia, thank you for being here. I know you speak at our conferences on reconciliation and forgiveness. If same thing I asked Dr. Record, first couple things that come to your mind when we speak on forgiveness.
One is that forgiveness is not only a gift for us, but it can also be a gift to God and to the other person. Mm-hmm. But many times we don't realize that when we carry those resentments, and I know myself at times when I carry them, that in the end that it can be really more destructive for ourselves and that it oppresses us. And it can be a true gift when we're able to get through that process to a place of true forgiveness in our spirits.
That's right. I read one time that forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door of resentment, the handcuffs of hate. It's a power that breaks the chains of bitterness and the shackles of selfishness.
Yes.
So imagine if you could just unshed all of that just by your forgiveness. You're right. What a gift that is to you.
It is. Yes.
Yeah. If I have to pick your brain a little bit here.
Sure.
So like Peter says, okay, and the Lord comes back and Peter says, how many times should we forgive somebody? And Jesus says, up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. How do you have any tips on how to forgive somebody when it's really hard to forgive?
A few of the things that I've seen in the research and also my own life have been helpful, though there are crimes that have been committed against people that are just atrocious and just more than I could ever imagine. And think how difficult that would be to forgive the pain and the anguish that goes with it. It seems that people, when they're able to get to a place of forgiveness from their own may sense that the burden is too much to carry, just as Dr. Recker was saying, and that they needed to do something about it. And then secondly is I find it helpful to kind of reframe the situation, to seek to understand what's happening within that person. For myself, having gone through a divorce and the trauma of that, I came to be able to recognize how important it was to see how Jesus was forgiving his perpetrators, which would be all of us in essence. But when he said, you know, Father God, forgive them for they know not what they do.
Wow.
And that particular scripture came home to me in a way that it never had before. But so I was able to recognize that what had happened in my broken marriage was in part because that in some ways none of us were able to do anything different than what they did, what we did. And again, it doesn't take us away from the wrong that any of us did, but the reality was just recognizing our own brokenness and that other people are broken too. And that we all need that place of forgiveness.
Right, that they know not what they do.
Yes, very much so.
Right.
And many times people don't. You know, there's that expectation that, you know, they should have done it this way or they should have reacted this way or responded. But the reality is people don't know how to
people
do it different.
People are broken. Yeah. They come from broken places.
Yes.
And hurts.
Very much
things
so.
Things that mold them that would position them where they truly know not what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so a part of what I have found also helpful in working with different individuals and myself is to make sure that there's a place and room for people to express that brokenness in appropriate ways. And the more that people can do that, then the more quickly they can move through that place of forgiveness. I remember of a particular child that I worked with in California. I used to work in the public school system there and where there would be children that would be struggling with different issues that would come to me. This one particular child had her father had left before she was born, mm-hmm. and she had been brought into a stepfamily situation, and so she came to me, and I talked with her, had her draw some things, because sometimes that can be very helpful for people to be able to express some of their grief and,
sure.
and their loss. And I also then said, well, maybe it's time for you to write a letter to your father.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wrote a letter and told of how much she missed him, how sad she was, aww. And her anger, but how much she loved him. And we simply then put that in an envelope, put it in a file.
Mm.
And after that, every time she came to me for the next 6 weeks, this gal who, on one hand, at recess time, would not talk to anyone, was mm. totally... depressed. At the same time, her grades were just very poor when she had just come in to see me.
Mm-hmm.
After that, just one initial session, this particular student was able to raise her grades, was able to interact with children on the playground. And after 1 month, she was student of the month.
Mm.
And it was just amazing what happened within her soul or spirit when she was able to release
wow.
that burden that she was struggling with.
Right.
In some ways, which was a sadness, a loss, the grief, and the unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to move through it was just, you know, remarkable.
It is like shackles, isn't it?
Yes.
Forgiveness and
yes.
hatred mm-hmm. and bitterness. It just holds you down. It just oppresses you and pushes you into a corner that you almost don't feel like you can get out of.
Right.
It's just mm-hmm. a horrible thing to bear bitterness and anger and all of that, not be able to release it like that.
Right.
You can
totally agree.
You can often see it in people's countenance, in their face. Mm-hmm. You can almost see, whoa, that person, when we coach people or meet with people, you can see, whoa, there's a hard heart there. There's a hardening of their mm-hmm. spirit, kind of a hardening of the arteries. Mm-hmm. You know, when your heart is affected, you get a hardening of the arteries, and that's not good. I know our listeners know I love Zig Ziglar, and Zig mm-hmm. often says, you know, every day you got to do a checkup from the neck up,
mm-hmm.
because what you don't want is your spirit to get a hardening of the attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
He says, as long as you do a checkup from the neck up, then you can keep from getting a hardening of the attitudes. And in this case, you have to do that with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Say, Lord, you know, forgive me if there is mm. any unforgiving mm. spirit in me or any message of unforgiveness. It's important, and as you said, honey, our listeners are out there and somebody's saying, well, you don't know what's been done to me. A woman might mm. say, you don't know what he did to me.
Mm.
Or a man might say, well, you don't know what she's doing to me. Or children might say, well, you don't know what it's like to be in a situation where you don't feel loved by a biological parent or a non-biological parent, step-parent. And the concept of a real, true, unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, it's not where, well, I'll forgive you if.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, right. you have to mm-hmm. release it. You have
yes.
to release
mm-hmm.
that and really make it, let it be unconditional.
Sometimes, too, you know, we always think we can do something in our own strength.
Mm-hmm.
And when the ability to forgive just isn't there and you need help with that, you can always pray to God and ask him, dear Lord, please soften my heart. Give me the spirit of forgiveness. Mold my mind and my thoughts so that I will be inclined to forgive. Help me to do that. Because sometimes mm-hmm. when we can't do it by ourselves, guess what? God can do it for us. That's part of being attached to that vine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as Bob Record said in Colossians, you know, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If any man has a complaint against any other, even as Christ forgave you, so also you forgive them. And sometimes it's very hard to do. I know this personally. People tell us this. But if you pray, the Bible says pray for your enemies. Well, sometimes we know it isn't always the former spouse that's the enemy or a child. The enemy is really Satan, who wants to take out your family, take out your relationships. He does not want you to prosper. And so if you pray for the spirit of the other person as well as your own spirit, then God
right.
will
yeah.
God can help you release, as you
yes.
said so well.
Mm-hmm.
Let God release all that to the Lord, and you just watch what happens. If you do trust in him, our opening scripture was trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Lean not on your own understanding, because
mm-hmm.
guess what happens when we lean on our own understanding? Woo! I mean, as much as we admire and people watch television psychologists or whatever, the Bible mm-hmm. is still the best coaching manual, the best parenting manual, the best marriage handbook. It is
mm-hmm.
the book that you can find the answers consistently throughout. And to release it to God can really be a powerful tool. Okay, we're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be continuing talking about forgiveness. Thank you for listening. This is Blended Family Today, Dan and Rebecca Snell, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a church to bring your blended family to? Want to feel truly welcome? First Baptist Church of Raytown is your blended family-friendly home. Look for the tall steeple off of 350 Highway in Raytown. Feel welcome. Sunday services at 9:30 and 11. Fantastic youth programs, special step family Bible studies, and support to serve you. Be welcomed with the love of God. Visit FirstBaptistRaytown.com. That's FirstBaptistRaytown.com.
Hello, friends. Craig Miller here, and I've got something that every homeowner needs right now. The truth. You need to know the truth about refinancing. Yes, rates have dropped to near record lows, but guess what's at record highs? The points, junk fees, and outrageous costs that are charged to homeowners. That's right, most people pay way too much in closing costs when they refinance. Worse yet, most don't even know how much they paid because many mortgage companies don't properly disclose the costs. Friends, refinancing your home doesn't have to be confusing or intimidating. The bottom line is simple. You need the lowest rate, and as importantly, the lowest costs. That's where I come in. Dial 816-222-2222. My company, First Trust Mortgage, has been a leading mortgage bank for over 20 years, and our commitment to true integrity ensures you get the right loan at the greatest savings. 816-222-2222. Whether you need a purchase, refinance, or debt consolidation loan, do what I've said for years. Call me first or call me last. Just call and compare, and you will discover the difference. Call 816-222-2222. Thanks, and God bless.
Meyer Music. Families have been walking through the doors of Meyer Music for 42 years. They are the experts in school band instruments, personal music lessons, and taking great care of you, their customers. Three locations in Kansas City. Each one has a Meyer family member in the store to make sure your questions are answered and you are pleased. Visit MeyerMusic.com or call 816-228-5656. Call today. Tell them the Bonded Family sent you. That's 816-228-5656.
Last week, our listeners learned a new term, outfluence. Here's why it's important.
Mom, Dad, I have good news and bad news. The good news is I got the interview for the internship. The bad news is I have to talk to the interviewer.
There's the crux of the problem. Our children are great with technology, but uncomfortable in human interaction. The key to building productive relationships. Call 888-881-1660 or visit outfluenceonline.com to learn how outfluence can help you help your child.
Hi, it's Amanda again, and this morning I looked out my window and saw a pretty little blue jay on my brand new wooden birdhouse that I got from Bob at Red Barn Woodworks. You know, where I got my amazing desk? To get a birdhouse that will bring happy chirping birds to your backyard and a sparkle in your child's eyes, call Red Barn Woodworks at 913-708-3651. That's 913-708-3651, or find it at thebondedfamily.com. That's Red Barn Woodworks. Call Bob today.
Each week you hear Dan and Rebecca offer practical tips, encouraging messages, and biblical insight to enhance your blended family relationships. Have you ever thought you'd like to hear the program again? Or wish a friend or family member somewhere else heard the same encouragement? Well, now you can. Blended Family Today, the radio ministry of the Bonded Family, is available on iTunes and other podcasting sites. Or simply go to their website, thebondedfamily.com. While you're there, check out their other resources or look for a conference coming to an area near you soon. Remember, keep looking up. God can take your step family from broken to blended to bonded. Remember, that website is thebondedfamily.com.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nations.
We're back with Blended Family Today, the radio outreach of the Bonded Family. Randy Travis, above all, thank you, Randy. I always like to say that because above all, God is in control. And I encourage you, husband, wife, family together, children, alone or all together, to invest time in prayer. And we're talking about forgiveness today, and invest time in thinking about Do I need to ask someone for forgiveness? Do I need to forgive someone? Mm-hmm. Both of those things together can have a powerful, life-changing impact, because God wants you to have a greater sense of peace and joy and happiness and to be bonded in your family. We're here with our guest in studio, Patricia Plum, and Rebecca and I. And Patricia, why don't you share a little bit of your second
point? Hold on. I have another question for her. Okay. They say the anger is hurt or love turned inside out. Mm-hmm. For a lot of blended families, they've blended as the result of a divorce. Can you talk to people who've walked through divorce and are still holding on to that anger and give them some tips or some guidance in terms of how to deal with that?
Sure. One of the things that's so important is for people to recognize that even though their family culture or their particular way of dealing with things may be not to talk about it, that many times it will just lay underneath all the different feelings and
smolder.
Smolder or come out in other ways or outbursts when they've had to control that for a long time, or they may act it out.
Yeah, even sometimes in relation to their new spouse.
Oh, very much
that
so.
That anger comes out from the old stuff, the old baggage.
Right.
Right. So how do they shed that? How can they release that?
Some different ways. I mean, people may go about it in different ways. But one would be that they could go through workshops that are specifically oriented toward helping people recover from divorce. Divorce recovery is a great workshop for people to move through that. There are other workshops that help people to deal with the inner healing that needs to take place. Mm-hmm. And again, people can feel a release. Mm-hmm. I know when I went through the divorce, I went through a divorce recovery workshop at one of the churches here. It was very helpful.
Boy, a lot of churches have that ministry now, divorce recovery. Mm-hmm. That is just so great.
Yes, it is. And then I myself facilitated a six-week workshop on Gary Smalley's love relationships. And it also during that time helped me to continue to process what really happened. And I think that through that time that I also learned those things that God maybe wanted me to learn from the experience to minister to other people and also to grow myself.
Right. Right. I think in the Bible it says somewhere that when you forgive somebody, it's like pouring hot coals on their head. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you forgive your enemies, nothing annoys them quite so much. So, not that you want to be motivated to annoy them. No. That's not the point. Yeah. But it is good to forgive.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great hour we've had. We're having so much fun. I think we're just going to ask the next program. We're just going to continue on for all morning. We're going to go till noon or something. I guess we can't do that. We can't do that, I know. So as we do each week, we give thanks to the Lord and lift a prayer up for families. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for this special hour. We thank you for Dr. Record and Patricia and their good word on forgiveness. Father, there's people out there this moment that are hurting. They're wounded. They are in a state of brokenness, and they need to forgive, or they need to be forgiven. And so I just pray that by your hand, by your power and might, you place upon their particular situation a spirit of forgiveness, whether receiving or extending forgiveness. And we ask that you change lives and take families from broken to blended to bonded. And we ask this in your precious name. And all God's children said,
Amen. Amen.
We'll testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love.
As we wind down today's program, we'd like to say a special thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged and that your spirit was blessed by the discussion and topic today. To obtain a free copy of today's program, a podcast is available by going to thebondedfamily.com and clicking on the Radio Ministry Archives button. Please check out the helpful books, CDs, and other items on our resource page. You can help the work of the ministry by taking a quick, easy-to-complete survey. And if you'd like to see and hear Dan or Rebecca in person, learn how to bring a B3 conference from broken to blended to bonded to your church or community. Write us at info@thebondedfamily.com. That's info@thebondedfamily.com.
From the mountains to the valleys, from the rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out.